The company says 9 of the 43 striking International Association of Machinists returned to work Monday after walking off the job April 1st. Ashland Industries Chief Financial Officer Bob Eder says this strike could have been avoided.
When we see people out there, we feel sorry for them. We have empathy with their plight, but at the same time, we have to continue on, because if we just stop making product, and the business is going to go away and there won't be jobs for anyone.
So it wasn't your intent to break the union?
No, it wasn't.
Several replacement workers have been hired over the past few weeks, and Eder says that could mean once a settlement is reached, some of the strikers could lose their job. International Machinist business agent Marty St. Peters admits that some of the strikers have returned to work. He hopes to save the jobs of striking workers by making it a requirement of any settlement. St. Peters says the atmosphere in Wisconsin is somewhat toxic when it comes to unions.
From one side of the aisle, it's very anti-union. I think Wisconsin has displayed and will display support for collective bargaining. I don't think it's the majority of the state.
The sticking points are similar to state employee union issues where the state is trying to save money on health care benefits. Ashland Industries would give new employees health care benefits but would not include family members. They would also have the option to not join the union. Negotiations with the union are set for Wednesday morning. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.